object a gunshot for sales of weapons.
If you're a dealer, that's already the law. If you're talking...
That's not my question, please, Mr. LaPierre. I'm not trying to play games here. But if you could, it'd help her. They just answer my question.
I do not believe the way the law is working now, unfortunately, that it does any good to extend the law to private sales between hobbyists and collectors.
That just a small piece of the gun control hearing that is going on in the Senate as we speak. And who else to cover this but the senior editor of the opinion pages of the Washington Times, Emily Miller, who is, I guess, drawing a bead on this particular hearing right now. Emily, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Fred.
All right. So you obviously heard that. And the reason I wanted to lead with that clip is because your most recent piece is about the gun show loophole myth, which to some degree, including the background checks Wayne LaPierre was talking about. The more I look at this whole attempt by Leahy, who, by the way, how old is this guy? Are we going to have to cut him open and count the rings? I mean...
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what you can't hear on the tape or what happened in the room is the maybe 100 or so public seats are all being taken by anti-gun activists.
Oh, I'm sure.
So they they cheered very loudly when Leahy said, "You didn't answer my question." And they've been cheering every time the Democratic senators mock or attack Wayne LaPierre. So he's really on the hot seat, but he's handling it very well and, you know, not backing down. And another senator asked him, Dick Durbin said, "Do you really believe Second Amendment is about preventing government tyranny?" I mean, obviously trying to make him look like he's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And to his credit, he said, yes, that's what the Founding Fathers intended.
Right. He's absolutely right. Well, I want to steer away from the theatrics for a moment, because we could get hijacked by Gabby Giffords and those kinds of and those kinds of testimonies. I want to get into your article, because what you really talk about here is supposedly that 40% group that President Obama and Senator Dianne Feinstein are talking about, who go undetected because they fall out of the universal registration trap. But you highlight this is a much smaller number, and really part of it is private transactions, which we could never get at. Explain that to us.
Well, just so you, the way it works now is if you go into a gun store or order from a gun dealer online, that dealer calls the FBI and does what's called a NICS check, which makes sure that you don't have a criminal record, a felony, mental health problems, there's not a restraining order against you, you know, things that we want to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people.
Right.
In this, if I, you know, want to give my dad my gun, that does not go through a background check. I know him. He's not going to kill anyone. So of the 60% of all guns go through a dealer and me a background check. There's 40% that are outside of the retail market. Of those, 29% are between friends and family and acquaintances. So, you know, it's just, you know, safe people knowing other safe people. It's not like a risk.
Or conversely, Adam Lanza and his mother.
Well, we're just talking about gun ownership, not, you know, the 0.0000% of people of crimes. I'm just talking about overall.
Right.
This is what the Democrats say, it's 40%. I'm just looking at that 40% of legal law-abiding gun owners and how they're getting their guns.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, so 29% are just people you know and friends and family. So, you know, let's put that aside. And on the Lanza issue, he obviously stole the gun, so that's a crime in and of itself.
Yes.
This is not, he didn't legally get it. It's not given to him. It's not authorized. So now we're down to 11%. And of those, 4% are from a gun show. When you go to a gun show, these studies are all from the Department of Justice, exact same numbers that Obama uses and Leahy uses. They just don't break it down because they want to make it seem like these gun shows are big, scary places and it's the Wild West.
Right.
But in fact, so 4% of all guns are gotten that way. Of that 4%, about 75% are from authorized dealers at the gun shows, and so they do go through the FBI background check. So you're left with 1% that are gotten at gun shows. And another study came out, this is from the Treasury Department. They interviewed all these criminals in federal and state jails and to find out where they got their guns, and it's 0.7% got their guns from gun shows.
So
this is just not a big problem, but they're using this to scare people to push through legislation because they do want to track every gun in this country. That is their ultimate goal, is to have a registration and a mark on every single gun that's owned in this country.
Then let me ask you something. Yesterday I was talking to David Kopel, whom you might know, constitutional law professor, has written about gun control. But he said the real problem with universal registration is it can lead to random confiscation. Once you have all of these guns registered and you know who's got them, what's to keep the state from coming to get them? Did you sense that in the hearing that there is?
Yeah, it came up several times. Okay. You know, of course, the Democrats, like Dianne Feinstein, kept saying, you guys think that we want to take away our guns and confiscate your own, we don't. Well, that's just not, obviously doesn't make any sense because she has this assault weapons ban that will make it illegal to possess a gun that has more than 10, magazine with 10 rounds, or illegal to possess a gun that's a rifle that has a pistol grip. So how are they going to get them from you if it's not going to be confiscated? How
good
are they
point.
Going to know about them? I mean, that's the whole purpose of knowing where the guns are. The government wants to know so they can they know where to go. I mean, we've seen this throughout history. It's the first thing that Hitler did. It was go and take your guns. It's what Castro's done. It's what all the dictators do. Once they know where your guns are, then they can come get them.
Well, then let me go to your conclusion, because I think this bears repeating, and I don't know if they're even talking about this in the hearing, but you can obviously enlighten us on this. You say more good would be done by strengthening the current background check system, by ensuring states submit felony convictions and mental health records. That's the most effective way to keep guns out of the wrong hands. But to some degree, the states are not doing that for one reason or another, or they're being blocked by the ACLU that don't want those medical records going to the federal government.
That's the biggest problem, and that did come up in the hearing today. Actually, both sides do agree. There's a major problem. The states aren't remitting the records. And Mark Kelly, Gabby Gifford's husband, said there's 122,000 mental health records that have not been remitted to the state when his wife was killed. I mean, to the federal system or even to the state systems on background checks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of money. It's a matter of being enforced. But there's no point in expanding a background check that already exists if the current one is so broken,
right,
and it doesn't have all the information. At least half the states aren't remitting information.
But to Mark Kelly's point, had that been in effect, had Arizona been remitting this information, would they have stopped Jared Loughner?
No, he said that because Loughner didn't have a felony record and there were no mental health issues saying that he was not prohibited from owning a gun. So it would not have stopped him. So, you know, none of the laws that have been proposed today in the hearing have been proven to stop crime. In fact, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
I mean, the major CDC report that everyone goes off of looked at every gun law that could possibly exist in this country and has existed and cannot find one that has been proven to reduce crime.
Well, I did hear Senator Grassley make a point, I believe, at the beginning of the hearing. He said the assault ban never stopped Columbine.
Right. Columbine happened right in the middle of that 10-year ban.
Right.
Well, because, I mean, first of all, criminals don't care what the laws are. That's why they're criminals.
Yeah.
They're not abiding by the laws. And because these laws are just done out of emotion and not out of fact, I mean, it is absolutely absurd to ban certain rifles that look a certain way. They don't function any differently. How in the world does that change anything? And that's what the assault weapons ban is. Arbitrarily picking a number like 10 for a magazine, it just made up. It could be 9, it could be 11, it could be 15.
Sure. Right.
So it's not going to reduce crime, but they're spending all this time and all this energy because they have this moment where they are exploiting this horrible tragedy in Newtown, and they have this little, you know, window to push through these bills that have been sitting around
so
here on Capitol Hill.
It's really
years
all about timing, isn't it? Because you make this point in your article. You're essentially saying that the White House publicity blitz has an effect on public opinion, and the recent poll says about 90% of the voting public is for criminal background checks. So they're going to go for it, regardless of whether or not it works.
I think the issue there is that the, you know, the American public is really, you know, getting this information, which is true, which they obviously are, from the national level, from the president, from
mm-hmm.
Dianne Feinstein, from all these people. And it's changing their opinion because it's an uneducated point of view. To say there's a 40% private sales and no loophole, but to not explain to them that it's only 4% are the gun show is totally unfair. And it doesn't explain, like, I would like to have done that poll, that Gallup poll, the
sure.
Washington Post poll, and said, okay, to those 90% who want universal background checks, how many percent of people do you think are getting their guns from gun shows?
Well,
sure, they probably say 30%. Or if I said, how many criminals are getting their guns by buying them? They'd probably say zero. They'd think it through because criminals are stealing the guns.
That's right. That's why they're criminals. You know, I know I've got to let you go, but I just wanted to leave you with this because you've covered this issue for so long. Do you find a parallel between the United States, which thinks we can stop hostile countries from developing their nuclear weapons if we take down ours, and our position towards criminal individuals who, I guess we believe, will stop using their weapons if we stop using weapons with legitimate gun owners?
That's such a good question, such a good point, and a very good analogy. I mean, there's nothing that can deter an armed criminal other than another armed man.
If we just stop being victims, then we wouldn't have criminals. Emily, thank you. We're going to have to leave
it
there.
Thanks, Fred.
Great
Good
report.
To talk to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.